The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're being joined by a David Nuno. He is in College Station, and he covers the Aggies.
This might be the same guy who was a TV guy here.
I don't remember that.
On Channel 13.
But he's with Tex Aggs Radio. Okay. Apparently Tex Aggs Radio.
Oh, okay.
He's joining us here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5 for the first time. Welcome, David. How are you?
Did you just say David Nuno, John
yes.
Granato?
Yes. Yeah. Welcome to our show, David. We're glad to have you.
Yes.
What do you think of radio? I know you're a TV guy. Has it been hard, the transition to radio?
You know, guys, it's kind of interesting. We do a little both here, kind of like you guys. We've got the stream, the show. We're on TV here in town. So it's a little bit the same, except I don't go to bed at midnight now. I go to bed at 9 p.m. because I got to get my beauty sleep.
This is David Nuno. We know the tilde.
We know him.
David Nuno, who was longtime radio host for about for a few years here, 1560, an old friend of the show, an old friend of ours personally. And yes, this is that David Nuno.
That's
he joins us. For some of you may not have known, he moved on, obviously did TV here locally, and then went to Tex Aggs. Before we get into A&M stuff, like, I know some people who were, well, first of all, they think everyone who's in TV makes gigantic amounts of money. Like,
they
you
do.
Swim in
Those
cash.
Those people do.
But, and so the thought was, I talked to a couple of people who were like, oh my God, he's going to a Tex Aggs digital platform from TV? What happened? Did he get in trouble? Like, no, I don't think you fully comprehend how big the digital platforms are getting now.
Yeah, honestly, I've had that a lot. Like, you're leaving a Disney-owned company for a website. Even my own parents said the same thing. But, yeah, guys, it just and John knows this pretty well. I loved working at 13, but the schedule of being a newscaster grinds on you, and I missed a little too many family events throughout the years, the last decade at 13. So I needed a little change, and now my mornings are busy, but my afternoons and evenings are not. So that was the big reason. No, I didn't get in trouble. Wendy and I are super close still. Greg Bailey, everybody there at 13. They didn't push me out. At least I don't think yet. Oh,
well, that's not what she said. But okay, let's talk a little bit about this Aggs. And first of all, okay, so Calzada is moving on. I don't know. Calzada was nice.
Good move.
You know, yeah, it's a good move for him because Haynes King is coming back. They got Wegman coming in. There's no place for him. Obviously, he knew. He read the writing on the wall. I don't know what Jimbo told him, but he obviously saw that he wasn't going to play. I don't know where he can go. He's got to get a little bit more touch on the ball, right? I mean, he did a fine job. Big ups to him. They beat Alabama and all of that stuff, but he's got a lot of work to do at quarterback still.
Yeah, I love the kid. He's got a great arm. He's got no touch, though. He'll throw a rocket to a guy 3 yards away from him. But he is a warrior, and, you know, that Alabama victory, which we will all remember it, it also set him up for a little bit of failure because he was really a very pedestrian quarterback going into that game. And several games afterwards, he struggled, but he was so good in that game, 10 for 10 to start off the game. Maybe it was 11 for 11. And just obviously getting hurt in that game at the end, but coming back in, having his Willis Reed moment, really helped you know, changed the way these recruits that, you know, A&M was about to sign potentially a top three class looked at this program. But, yeah, guys, let's be very honest. He was probably the third-string quarterback next year. Haynes King was the definite starter going into camp this year. They said it was a competition. I'm sure it was. But Haynes was leaps years ahead of him. And then Connor Wegman's supposed to be the future. So where was he going to play? I do worry, though, you know, having no experience there in the SEC. We saw Zach go through it this year. Haynes King's only got one start or two starts, if you can consider the Colorado game, under his belt. And Connor Wegman's got zero. So with Zach leaving, you have to ask the question, do they go get somebody there in the portal?
I guess,
they went into last year with Haynes King with no start. Yeah, so
not a good
year. And you got two guys that are thought to be really, really
good.
But
Haynes didn't play great in the time that he played.
Listen, they needed another quarterback anyway, because when Calzada's going into the tent, what's his name, Blake Boast, is sitting there warming up, and you know, that's a walk-on that you've got as a back. And oh, by the way, now you've got a walk-on possible. Is that what they're doing? Is Boast going to be the starter for the Wake Forest game?
I'm still holding out a little hope that Haynes King could be healthy enough to go, but that's a long shot. Jimbo even said that last week. But as of today, yeah, it's going to have to be Blake Boast, because Zach's gone and Haynes is still recovering.
So, I mean, you can't have enough quarterbacks, but obviously kids don't want to sit. They don't want to sit behind. You used to see on the sideline there were five scholarship quarterbacks sitting there on the sidelines. Now a guy loses his job, I'm out of here.
Calzada can't play, though. I mean, that's the problem, is he couldn't play in A&M.
Yeah, I have a feeling Calzada's going to end up at a smaller school.
Yeah, Calzada, he doesn't have the talent to go to a Power 5 and be a full-time starter, I don't think.
I don't think so.
I think the proof is in the pudding on the field. For as great as that win against Alabama was, it was a little bit of an outlier. It was a bit of an outlier relative to the rest of the season. He beat the team that's the number one seed in college football right now and did it with balls.
Yeah.
Like, that's not something we see. He doesn't play with great poise. And in that game, he was just had a special moment that he'll remember forever in his life. Mm-hmm. And Aggies will remember forever. But he'll be just kind of a side note to Aggie football, I think. How about the recruiting class right now? So, you know, this has been a disappointing year for Texas A&M. It had really good moments, but really fizzled out at the end. Four losses in the SEC West. But the recruiting class, David, I know that's something you guys focus on a lot. It is really coming together now.
Yeah, there's a chance to have the number one class ever. I mean, they're still in play. They got Harold Perkins, who hasn't decided. He's going to hold out, one of the best linebackers in the country. Walter Nolan, the defensive tackle there from Tennessee, he is expected to sign with A&M tomorrow. Was the number two on the Rivals 100. You've got somebody, even Connor Wegman, another five-star. They're just putting up five-star after five-star after five-star. The young man out of Frisco that they're super excited about, Evan Stewart, wide receiver. So, yeah, they're putting together a dynamite class. And it's kind of reminds us of some of those early classes that Dabble started putting together to win a national championship. You know, the Aggs have had a number five class, a number three class, a number seven class under Jimbo. So this one could be the best that they've ever had, potentially one of the best ever in college football.
So it's December 15th. Through the 17th, is that signing? Is that what it is now?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it starts tomorrow morning. We'll be loaded on our show doing that. We'll actually have an extra hour of it. But, yeah, we expect to hear from a lot of the guys. But, you know, with the early signing day, it's so weird, guys, the way coaches are having to leave early. And I think they're going to change it at some point, if not sooner than later, because you have this one, you have the one later on. It's just a weird system out there, but the Aggs expect to have a lot of their guys signed tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's a pressure point for coaches. Hey, you don't sign with us in the early signing period, guess what? You're out. You beat it. You know what? We'll find somebody else who will. So that puts even more pressure on the kids. I think it's probably better for the coaches because they get a lot of their signing done by December. You don't have to wait till February 2nd to get that done, and you get a little bit more time to check out the portal. Is he using – how much do you think he's going to use the portal as opposed to high school?
I think he is still more of a high school guy, but this is all learning curve for a lot of these schools. You look at a school like Arkansas last year who really used the portal in an advantageous way. I think Jimbo's going to have to consider it. We talked about quarterback, But really, they need some help at the wide receiver spot. They do have a couple of wide receivers coming in that are young, but you know that's been a real area of concern for the Aggies offense the last couple of years. We talk about how disappointing the season was. They went 8-4 and the struggle that Zach Calzada had. But sometimes he was not helped out by his wide receivers. Two of the expected starters missed significant time this year and a lot of drop balls from even their star players that we expect to see next year in the NFL. So I do think that they'll have to be active here in the portal, but they want to get through this signing period to see what holes that they have.
Yeah, I would say, you know, that's been kind of surprising. I remember Kendrick Rogers was not – he had that game 2 years ago, or I guess it was 18. He had that incredible game against Clemson and then against LSU. And then he did nothing in 19. And you had in 20, you had Osborne sitting out. You had you have not had dudes at Texas A&M at wide receiver. I'm trying to think of the last dude that Texas A&M had at wide receiver. It can't be Mike Evans. There's got to have been one since then, right? Has it been that long?
Christian Kirk.
Yeah, yeah, Christian Kirk. Yeah. Chris Kirk was a good wide receiver, but they need a big, like, I'm talking about a guy who's 6'1", 195 to 200 pounds that runs a 4.4. Like, where's that guy? And I think that's something Jimbo really could use in that offense for sure. A guy that you can really rely on as wide receiver one.
Well, they've got a guy not with that size, but a guy who I think is going to play quite a bit next year, Evan Stewart, the five-star I was telling you guys about. He's only 6 feet tall. He's going to grow a little bit size-wise. He's only 180 pounds. But this guy is going to be able to start right away. He's that kind of explosive player, the kind of player that Jimbo's been needing to team up with either Haynes or Connor here in the future.
Yep, that's David Nuño right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's the video platform you guys are on?
TexAct.com? TexAct.com or YouTube or the CW here in town.
There it is. That's you're on y'all the CW.
Y'all got a TV deal there?
Yeah, guys. We're Billy Lucci. He's a big deal here in town, Bubba.
I just can't believe that. I was at a fork in the road in about 2000, and I could have gone the Billy Lucci way or this, and look where I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Now. And Billy Lucci gets to be Billy Lucci.
Yeah, well.
You ever seen Billy Lucci's life on Instagram?
Yeah.
You ever seen Billy Lucci's social media?
He's living a good life. There's no question about that. But he did he found somebody handsome to be on TV as opposed to himself, which was a good call by him. Let's get David Nuño in here for the TV side.
All right,
Nuño, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging with us, and we'll talk again. Some Ags.
All right, guys.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, man.
We'll see you, brother. David Nuño right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.